علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the first sermon where these discussions have been mentioned, the discussions of prophethood. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left the creation without one of these four things. One of them is min nabiyyin mursal, either from a messenger or a prophet who was sent, either from a prophet who was sent or from a book that was brought down, and the other two things that we have mentioned previously. Right now we are discussing about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of those things that he brought as part of the prophetic continuum was the books of God, the books, the divine books. And certain messengers had the opportunity to be given a new book, a complete book, in that sense. Inshallah, we shall discuss about that in the coming session.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave the communities empty of one of these four things, which is a book which was sent, which was brought down. And we talked about the difference between inzal and tanzil in the previous session. That means inzal is to bring down in one go, and tanzil is to bring down gradually. With regards to good to the Quran, it had both types of nuzul, both types of coming down, which is the gradual one and the sudden or the one go one. Both of them were there, and for that there is proof from the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, says inna a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We brought it down in the night of Qadr. That means the whole book was brought down. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin. We brought it down in a very blessed night. So we've got these verses of the Quran that talk about this sudden and one time being brought down. One time revelation, and one time, coming down of the books. And we talked about the meaning of coming down, what it means, not physically, but the spiritual, and the divine sense that we spoke of last time. But then there's also a gradual one, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other parts of the Quran says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ونزلناه تنزيلا, that we brought it down gradually. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, when he talks about the Prophet and addresses the Prophet saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تعجل بالقرآن من قبل أن يقضى إليك وحيه, that do not be quick with regards to speaking about the Quran or speaking the verses of the Quran before the revelation has been completed for you. Meaning that yes, you have the Quran in totality in your heart and you can say the verse yourself, but do not be quick and wait for the revelation to be complete with regards to that verse and then mention the verse. That means follow the gradual revelation when you wish to express the Quran. So even the Prophet ﷺ, when he wished to express the verses of the Quran in the gradual form, there was another form of revelation, which was the gradual revelation that would define when that verse would be spoken and when it would be addressed to the people. And that is what we call the gradual revelation.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we also mentioned the fact that when we talk about coming down, we say that those higher lofty teachings and those higher lofty concepts and knowledge is there, and that there is no change for that reality. Those lofty ideas, concepts, those lofty forms of knowledge are always there. The Quran is that most perfect manifestation of those higher forms of concepts and knowledge in the form of words and in the form of, you can say, speech, of the normal human speech, in the most perfect sense. That means if there was any word or any statement or any verbal communication that could manifest those higher concepts, those higher and lofty teachings in the most perfect sense, it is there in the Holy Quran. Yes, the other books of God were there in the previous generations. They also could manifest to a certain degree, but the Quran was that most perfect form of manifestation for those higher concepts and knowledges. And that's why we say that it was brought down. An example that could be used here is that, for example, when a teacher is aware of some very high and lofty statements, that teacher comes and brings down and waters down that information for a person who is in his class to understand that. Yes, but when we talk about that in the normal sense, we don't say that the teacher brought down his knowledge, because it's not the way we speak about normally. But when it comes to God, we use the word bringing down. Why? Because the difference between what is present next to God and what is our capacity to understand is very vast. And that's why we use the word inzal and tanzil to show that there is a form of simplification and watering down so that mankind can accept. And this is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us as human beings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه